Welcome to Communicating with Our Loved Ones Through Dementia, Alzheimer's, Coma, and Other Illnesses. I'm Catherine Speaks Large. Thank you for joining me for this class of support. First, I'd like to share a little information about me. My background is 20-plus years in administration in the corporate world. For the last 15 years, I've been working at bringing forth my spiritual gifts by working with Jesus, the director of my angelic council. Together, we created the Soul Kisses Spiritual Whispers website in 2000, back when there were very few spiritual websites on the internet. In 2003, we began to offer the newsletter, and we now have subscribers in over 50 countries throughout the world. In 2005, my dad joined me from the spirit realm to help me and share information from the other side. I'm the author of Waiting in the Other Room, a book written with humor and love about my continued communication with my dad since he died. We offer validation and comfort that the spirit lives on after the physical body dies. Included in the book is the experience of communicating with my grandfather while he suffered with dementia before he died in 2007. You may learn more about us, our books, and other guided meditations at the Soul Kisses website at www.soulkisses.com. That's www.soulkisses.com and www.communicatingthroughdementia.com. So let's get started. I put together this class because the love we hold within our hearts for one another fuels this need to look outside the box of what we as humans perceive to be communication. So we've come together, you and I, because someone you love is already in a state of being unable to communicate with you, or their prognosis tells you they will be moving into such a state in the coming months. I'm going to share with you an alternative way to living with this life change. Some of you may already practice meditation and connecting with your higher self. For others, this may be your first introduction to the mind-body-spirit connection. All I ask is that you keep an open mind to the possibility of connecting with the higher self. Together, we'll explore the fact that each one of us has this ability to continue to communicate with our loved ones who are no longer able to communicate with us in the way we are accustomed. I'll share with you my beliefs and experience in reaching out to loved ones who could not communicate verbally. Please take from them that which resonates with you and set aside the rest. I personally believe that the experience of our inability to communicate with our loved ones due to life situations is a huge part in the ascension and shifts of the collective consciousness of our planet. In stepping outside of our comfort zone, we look within, pushing aside the veils of physical world limitation and reconnect with the source of who we are. We remember we are all one, connected as a grove of aspen trees, not separate as the physical world teaches. We are spiritual beings experiencing a human existence, energy vibrating at a specific frequency. As we grow and evolve, our frequency of vibration elevates to that of love. I consider Alzheimer's, dementia, and death to be very serious. The pain associated with these life situations and events initiate a downward spiral of our vibrational frequency. When we operate at this lower vibration, we feel separated from the life we've known, from love. We feel helpless, isolated, alone, living in chaos and confusion, in fear. When we experience joy, excitement, and laughter, we raise our vibrational frequency to that of love. In your manual, your first exercise was to write down your feelings associated with illness and your feelings associated with joy. When we compare how we feel when we are in love and joyful to how we feel when we are in pain and grieving, it was easy for you to understand the higher frequency of love. This higher vibration of love, as produced by joy and laughter, is a powerful healing state. Yet we're taught by the physical world that enjoying ourselves while others are not is selfish or wrong and we feel guilty. The first Christmas after my dad died, it felt wrong somehow to allow myself to experience the joy of the holiday season. Know that it is not selfish or wrong to experience joy while our loved one is experiencing what we perceive to be suffering from an illness. In this class, I will share with you why I know communicating with a loved one who has dementia or other illness is possible, and how I did it. We will explore guilt, fear, and unforgiveness, then we'll experience an exercise to shift us from the fear to a source of love. We'll identify our doubts and transmute them to limitless possibility. Then, with our hearts open, we'll set the intention and learn a method of connecting with our loved one. We all have our own life path of experiences to help us grow and evolve as we walk the soils of Mother Earth. It's my belief that those who suffer from dementia and Alzheimer's have withdrawn through illness due to their subconscious desire to stop dealing with the physical world. Some may find this belief offensive, feeling as though our loved one has no choice in the matter. But the fact is that life issues are often the key to opening our hearts to the love source. Alzheimer's and dementia, as well as other illness or life situations, affect not only the person who has the illness, but all who love them and come into contact with them. It's as a domino effect, like with depression. Who does depression hurt? Everyone. So it is with loved ones suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's or in a coma. Everyone feels the pain. It's my experience that painful life situations and events force us to grow and to evolve. When we experience something wonderful, we acknowledge, "Oh, this was nice," but then we move on with our lives. When we experience pain, especially the deep pain of losing a loved one in some way, life as we know it ceases to exist. We pray, we question, we look within, we get angry and frustrated, and often we succumb to a downward spiral of helpless fear until we discern a way to cope with the situation. Caring for a loved one who's no longer able to communicate with us forces a lifestyle change. In this case, you're guided to look outside the box and look into this class in hope of bringing comfort to both you and your loved one. It's my experience that we may continue to communicate with these loved ones by connecting with their higher self. I've done this myself, and I know that it's possible. It's my belief that many who are unable to communicate due to illness have unfinished business. Communicating with their higher self will give them the opportunity to say the things left unsaid and to resolve open issues before their physical body dies. The effort in making this connection with the higher self of our loved ones who are locked inside their physical bodies, cut off from the world as we know it, is a gift of unconditional love direct from the heart. Learning how to communicate with the higher self or spirit of our loved ones not only allows us to continue to communicate with them, bringing comfort to us, but opens the door to allow them to complete any unfinished business. Now I'll share with you how I learned to do this, as well as give you an idea of what happens during the connection. As a child, I believed from deep within that the human spirit had abilities that were not discussed at the dinner table at our house. Metaphysical studies were not a part of our lives, yet my grandmother and I had a bond, a connection, if you will, that would alert her when things were going on in my life that caused me pain and distress. When she would experience this knowing, she would reach out to me and comfort me. Sometimes it was a physical connection of some sort through letters or a phone call, but often it was telepathically through our love for one another. As I grew older, I knew in my heart that the connection we had was real, and I began to research what it was and how to make it grow stronger. My search for validation and help was futile. Then in 1995, when my daughter Jessie was 7, we received some very disturbing news about a friend. This news upset both of us. Jessie went downstairs to get something out of the dryer, and seconds later came running back upstairs, totally freaked out. She was convinced she heard a woman's voice gently say, "Hello." There was no one down there, and no TV or radio was on. I knew this was my deceased great-grandma Haley trying to connect with us and comfort us. Then I reasoned if she could talk to Jessie, then she could certainly talk to me. I knew in my heart that connecting and visiting with one another, even though she was dead, was possible. A block was dissipated and a huge door was opened. My quest to connect with deceased loved ones began in earnest. I read everything I could get my hands on by James Van Prague, Sylvia Brown, John Edward, and Doreen Virtue, to name a few. I tried meditating and fell asleep. Sometimes I was able to connect, and those connections were amazing. But most of the time, all I did was fall asleep, and I never connected with Grandma Haley. Then my cousin Vicky became terminally ill with cancer. She was living with her parents, and her father was struggling desperately with releasing her to death. A couple of days before her body died, Vicky visited me while I was sleeping. Slowly I woke to the sound of laughter, but it was in my head, not in the room. In my mind's eye, I could see Vicky and Grandma Haley. We were in a garden of yellow roses. They were both so beautiful, and Vicky was laughing. She emphatically told me several times to tell her father she was exuberant. She also gave me messages for other members of the family. Vicky then told me that my daughter, whom she had never seen while living, is beautiful. I began to cry, and Grandma Haley told me to stop it, because my husband would tell me to get up and blow my nose. She knew sniffing is a major annoyance to him, even though she had passed away before I met him. When I got up the next morning, I was very concerned that Vicky had died during the night. She had not, but she had slipped in and out of consciousness. Vicky did pass a few days later. Vicky's brother wrote the obituary, and in it he stated that Vicky had lived an exuberant life. He didn't know about the conversation I had with Vicky in the middle of the night, miles away, and yet he used the same word Vicky had used, exuberant. This was my first experience with connecting with the higher self of a loved one who was still living. I want to insert a note here. When we have visions or dreams, and they are as clear as the hand in front of you, know that they are real. They aren't just a dream. They're a very real experience with the person or situation. If someone who is deceased talked to you in the dream or vision, then it really did happen. If you've experienced this, know it was real. If you experience this in the future, remember, you can ask them questions. I'm human, and I'm a girl. While I was with my Grandma Haley, I asked her what she thought about my husband, and she gave me profound insight. The years passed, and I continued to work at understanding the spirit realm and connecting with those who reside there. I met many of my spirit guides, angels, and teachers. Jesus came to me and helped me to discern my spiritual path and my spiritual work. In 2005, my dad, Big Jim, died, and everything began to shift and change significantly. My spiritual work took on a new, exciting twist, and he was a huge part of it. My experience has been that we're all born with this ability to communicate with our source, with the higher self of spirit. All we need do is allow ourselves to tap the essence of who we are, love. In 2007, my grandfather began to slip in and out of dementia. For months, he wavered between being able to communicate and a somewhat comatose state, as his physical body failed. My grandmother cared for him in their home through the days of confusion to his transition in August of that year. The pain Grandma experienced caring for Grandpa was heartbreaking. She did everything she knew to help him and care for him, always wondering if she was doing enough because Grandpa simply could not tell her. Many of you are experiencing this same pain right now. The pain of an illness or circumstance that causes us to feel separate from those we love creates an overwhelming sense of helplessness. Grandma and Grandpa live 700 miles from me, and Grandma felt she could handle things and didn't need my assistance. So I stayed in Colorado. But when Grandpa went into the hospital, I felt compelled to connect with him in order to bring messages of comfort to my Grandma. When I attempted to connect with his higher self, I discovered myself in his hospital room. Grandpa's physical body was lying in the hospital bed, while his spirit was about 5 feet above his bed, on the right, sitting in one of those old green chairs the Army used in the 1950s. There was an empty chair next to him, so I gave him a quick hug and sat down beside him. We watched his physical body lying there in the hospital bed and chatted a bit about nothing specific or truly significant. He assured me he was okay. I relayed our conversation to Grandma. She was comforted that he felt he was okay. I fussed a little about the green army chairs. They were ugly and they were hard. A day or two later, I again connected with Grandpa. This time he was sitting on a bench in a beautiful park. When I joined him, he had a huge smile on his face. He said he'd been talking to one of my friends, and she told him I would be coming back to see him. I asked him who the friend was. He said it was Barbara Mark, co-author of the Angel Speak books. Barbara transitioned in 2006. Grandpa did not know Barbara while she lived in the physical world. He also mentioned that I hadn't liked the green army chairs and asked did I like the park bench better. This made me laugh. We chatted for a while. This time he gave me specific messages to convey to my grandma. I did this, and she received great comfort from them. Grandpa and I visited several more times throughout the summer. One time as we sat chatting on the bench in the park, Jesus joined us. When he walked over, I introduced Grandpa to him. Grandpa stood up and shook his hand. Jesus sat down with Grandpa and chatted with him about his life. Grandpa didn't want to leave Grandma, and his physical body was just barely holding on. I left them alone together. Then another time Grandpa came to me while I was sitting in my backyard and his deceased family members joined us. One by one they came through the light. They were very happy, drinking a mug of beer. They even offered one to me. I declined. They were celebrating that Grandpa was coming home soon. There was quite the celebration, with lots of laughter. While we were talking, my daughter came outside. Grandpa pointed her out to the family members in spirit, telling them how wonderful she is and how pretty she is, and they were all agreeing. Even in my wildest imaginings, I would not have come up with the green army chairs, Barbara stepping in, the visit from Jesus, and then the other deceased family members joining us in celebration and drinking beer, for goodness sakes. I don't even like beer. Not to mention the fact that Grandpa gave me messages to tell Grandma that meant something to her. I didn't limit myself by doubting that I could connect with Grandpa's higher self, so the connection was easily made. You can do this too. I learned while connecting with Grandpa's higher self that in the spirit world, Grandpa was quite fine, no pain, only concern for the living, and I was able to give messages to Grandma, messages that Grandpa couldn't give her because of the dementia. Most importantly, my communications with Grandpa gave Grandma comfort to know that there was a part of him that was free of pain and confusion. In February of 2010, my grandmother had back surgery, and the doctors gave her morphine for the pain. Needless to say, there was no talking to her. She was not herself. I used the same connection method I used to connect with Grandpa to connect with Grandma's higher self and found her visiting with deceased relatives. She was very happy to see them, and I eventually got my turn to chat with her. The connections I experienced with my grandma and grandpa were full of love, joyful, and greatly comforting. The joy I experienced in connecting with them was in no way disrespectful to what their physical bodies were experiencing. The higher self or spirit is pure love and exists at a much higher frequency than what we experience in the physical world as humans. So we want to raise our vibration, pulling forth the love from within. This is how I connected with Grandpa. First, I set the intention to connect with Grandpa's higher self and focused on the love I feel for him. Then I grounded myself by visualizing roots coming from my feet and going into Mother Earth, where I connected with a ball of green healing light. Then I pulled Mother Earth's energy up through the roots, back into my feet and up my body, out to become one with all that is. I then asked for permission to chat with Grandpa's higher self and received a yes. I then commanded that I speak with him. It was at this point that I found myself in his presence, the first time above his physical body in the hospital room, thereafter in the beautiful park, and finally sitting in the swing in my backyard. After chatting with him, I always thanked him and thanked God and my angelic entourage for the safe meeting. This method of connection with the higher self or spirit is a guideline for you. You may tailor the steps to blend with your connection techniques to achieve maximum results. I only ask that you always, always ask for permission to chat with the higher self of a loved one, and if you receive a no, please honor their wishes. Know that you may come back and ask them again at a later date. I've only received a no once, and that was when I asked to connect with my daughter's higher self while she was angry with me. Again, I've learned that we all have the ability to connect with the higher self or spirit of those we love. No matter who you are or what your religious or spiritual beliefs are, the ability is there. Always keep an open mind to the connection in what will happen and what they will tell you. Simply allow the connection to be and flow gently as all unfolds. I recommend keeping a journal of your connections because we live in a fast-paced world, and it's often hard to remember weeks, months, and years later. I shared these experiences with my grandparents from a light-hearted source of joy. The joy and laughter raised my vibration to more closely match that of the spirit realm and the higher self, making the connection easier. What we must understand is that we live each moment of our life in a source of love or a source of fear, one or the other. The higher self or spirit resides in a source of love. When we are in that love source, it's easier for us to communicate with the higher self because we more closely match their vibration. It's been my experience that only the body is suffering. The higher self is fine, moving between the physical world of earth, where the body is, to the realms of the spirit world or heaven, where there is no pain or suffering, only love. Grandpa used the opportunity of my connecting with him to share messages with my grandmother, saying words unsaid, finishing business. Under the love and fear section of your manual, you were asked to take a look at your past week and write down the emotions you experienced, then classify them as fear or love. Did you have more X's under the fear column or the love column? If you are in doubt concerning which column to check, it's probably the fear column. Remember, it's one or the other. There are no gray areas when discerning our source. It's either love or fear, never both. Now that we understand that our source is either love-based or fear-based, we'll learn how to shift from fear to love, thereby raising our vibration to match more closely that of the higher self. Under the guilt and fear section of your manual, you were asked to evaluate your feelings and emotions where your loved one is concerned. Let's take a look at this. Do you feel guilty for past issues or experiences because you didn't get to say you were sorry? Do you feel betrayed and abandoned they've left you? Do you feel they're bailing on you? Do you feel guilty because you can't be with them and care for them in every moment? Do you feel guilty because you get angry with their behavior? Do you feel like you have unfinished business between you? When you think of them, do you feel choking fear, anger, frustration, helplessness, guilt of any kind? Guilt, anger, frustration, anxiety, and emotions of helplessness are fear, and they separate you from your loved one. To help you dissipate these feelings and emotions of fear, we'll experience the love exercise. I ask that you sit comfortably. You may lie down if you wish, but if you're like me, you'll fall asleep. So I recommend you sit up. Place your feet firmly on the floor and close your eyes. Breathe deeply, fully, and completely, filling the entire body with oxygen. Continue to breathe deeply and set the intention to allow yourself to move into a place of non-judgment. Simply allow all to be. Think of your loved one you wish to communicate with. Allow yourself to experience all the helplessness, guilt, and fear you have where they are concerned. Do you feel these emotions within you? Do you feel the resistance? Acknowledge them and allow them to be. Breathe deeply and hold for a count of three. And slowly exhale. Again, breathe in deeply and hold for a count of three. Then slowly exhale. Feel the solidness of Mother Earth beneath your feet. In your mind's eye, see roots extending from your feet down into Mother Earth. Feel the solid energy of her. Pull that vibrant energy back up into your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. Notice the white light of love of the Creator glows brightly above your head. Breathe deeply and pull this loving light down through the top of your head into your heart. Feel this glowing, loving light within your heart. Breathe deeply and allow this loving light to expand within your heart. In your mind's eye, see your loved one sitting about 6 feet in front of you. Pull from deep within you the love you feel for this person. Focus on this love and blend it with the light within your heart. Breathe deeply. See and feel this loving light expand out from your heart to gently touch your loved one and connect with their heart. See the love gently swirls around them, surrounding them fully and completely. Allow this loving connection to be without expectation. See the beam of loving light connecting the two of you. From deep within the love, tell them, I love you, and I forgive you. Feel the resistance within you dissipate. Breathe deeply and see the love glow more brightly. Breathe deeply and feel the center of your heart. From deep within the love, tell yourself, I love you and I forgive you. Breathe deeply as the fear, guilt, confusion, and heartache dissolves. The loving light grows and glows even more brightly. Joy resides within your heart. Breathe in the tingle of joy in this love you share. You are free of the fear-based emotions that have plagued you. Know that your love is a powerful force that transcends time and space. Your loved one will feel this love. The light pulls back into your heart, while its loving presence continues to hold your loved one ever so softly. Again, notice the solid firmness of Mother Earth at your feet. See roots extending from your feet to meld into Mother Earth, fully grounding you in the present physical world. Take a deep breath, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Allow yourself the time you need to assimilate what has transpired. We must remember that love is all-powerful. Love can heal anything, including our bodies and our planet. When we shift within from a source of fear to that of love, our outside reality shifts as well. It has no choice. In the love exercise, we experienced forgiveness and dissipated guilt on many levels. This event in itself will change your life. As within, it is without. You've set into motion a domino effect of love that reaches not only your loved one, but all of Mother Earth. When I look back at my life, I know that if someone had told me as a teenager that I would be able to not only communicate with the higher self of others, but to teach it as well, I probably would not have believed them. Knowing this about myself helps me to understand doubts you may be experiencing. We've experienced the profound love of our being, but have we opened our heart fully to the possibility of actually communicating with our loved one? Let's evaluate where our doubt meter is. Close your eyes and think of your loved one. Do you believe you can communicate with their higher self? Do you feel confident, or do you have a flicker of doubt? When you think about communicating with the loved one you knew before their illness, do you feel resistance along with joy at the prospect? The limitless possibility exercise will shift you from doubt to possibility. Sit comfortably and set the intention to move into a place of non-judgment as an observer, and we will experience the limitless possibility exercise. Breathe deeply and close your eyes. Think of the loved one you wish to communicate with. You see that they are still glowing with the love you shared with them. Breathe deeply and hold for a count of three. And slowly exhale. Again, breathe in deeply and hold for a count of three. Then slowly exhale. Feel the solidness of Mother Earth beneath your feet. In your mind's eye, see roots extending from your feet down into Mother Earth. Feel the solid energy of her. Pull that vibrant energy back up into your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. Notice the white light of love of the Creator glows brightly above your head. Breathe deeply and pull this loving light down through the top of your head into your heart. In your mind's eye, see your loved one standing about 6 feet in front of you. Breathe deeply and expand the love from your heart out to your loved one. See the love connect and begin to glow brightly. Breathe deeply and move out through this love to your left and become the observer without resistance. From here, you can see you and your loved one connected by this glowing light of love from heart to heart. As the love melds into your loved one's heart, see the flicker of recognition. They know this love. They know it's you. They embrace your love. You are the observer, watching the love from your heart embrace your loved one. As the observer, you see the two of you walk toward one another with only love in your hearts. As you meet, you embrace one another in love and joy. You feel their love blend with yours, and you are one, together in love. You pull apart to arm's length and look deeply into one another's eyes. Yes, you are here, together. Your loved one turns and points to show you something. As your eyes follow their gaze and hand, you see a picture of the two of you from a previous time, before illness, pain, and confusion. As the observer, you realize your loved one communicated with you within the wave of their hand, giving you direction in which to cast your eyes. Clearly, you see that connecting with them is indeed possible. You feel this possibility shift within you to a reality. You know in this moment that you are all powerful and your love is the key to continuing to communicate with one another. The loving light gently swirls around you, blending you and your loved one together, bringing each of you great joy with the knowledge that you are still together through your love. You now know from the depths of your being that we are all one, connected in all ways, forever. Turn to your loved one and hug them firmly. It's time to return to the physical world. The love and joy you experienced together remains forever within each of your hearts. As the observer, return to your loving heart. Know from deep within you that your love is a powerful source that transcends time and space, and your loved one will feel this love. Breathe deeply from the love within your heart. Again, notice the solid firmness of Mother Earth at your feet. See roots extending from your feet to meld into Mother Earth, fully grounding you in the present physical world. Take a deep breath, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Again, take the time you need to assimilate what has transpired. This experience may be emotional for you. You're awakening unconditional love within you. Allow your heart to sing with the joy of this loving connection with your dear loved one. You are now open to the possibility of communicating with your loved one. Embrace this knowing. You felt the higher vibration of love and understand how powerful it is. The love within you opens the door to connecting with your loved one. Together, we've dissolved fear and emotions rooted in fear. The bridge is easily crossed to communicate with your loved one who's locked inside their physical body. I knew in my heart I could communicate with Grandma and Grandpa's higher self. Some of you have this clear knowing as well. If you're feeling any resistance, return to the previous love exercise and or limitless possibility exercise to dissipate it. You're now ready to take the journey to visit with your loved one. Your manual instructed you to discern a few topics or questions to discuss with your loved one. Don't be surprised if you ask them how they are and they tell you they're fine. The higher self or spirit is fine. No pain, no suffering. If you want to know what you can do to make their physical body more comfortable, then ask them just that. You may ask specific questions about the well-being of the physical body in order to care for them in the best possible way. At this time, we will experience the guided communication with our loved one. We will ground ourselves, move into the space for communication, and ask permission. You will be given a few minutes to visit. If you need more time, pause my voice. After visiting, we will return to the physical world. Now set the intention to communicate with your loved one and allow this experience to unfold before you. Sit comfortably, place your feet flat on the floor, breathe deeply, and close your eyes. Welcome to your sacred space to connect with your loved one. As we travel through this experience, insert the name of your loved one in the appropriate places. You'll want to sit comfortably and breathe deeply. We begin with a prayer of intention. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we come now with the intention to connect with the higher self of our loved one who is unable to communicate with us this day. We thank you for clarity and wisdom of understanding this union, and bless all concerned to be in receipt of their highest good of love and comfort. In deepest gratitude, amen. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, and take a long, deep, slow breath. Then slowly exhale. Continue to breathe in deeply. As you focus on your breath, you begin to see, in your mind's eye, your loved one in the happiest moment you shared together. feel the joy of this person and the warmth of the love you share. Inhale deeply and embrace this love, allowing the flow of your breath to move this love throughout your body. The love you share feels wonderful, sacred, and lifts you to sheer bliss. Breathe in slowly and hold it for a count of two. Exhale slowly. Breathe in deeply and hold it for a count of two. Then slowly exhale. As you embrace this joy of love, notice roots extending out from your feet across Mother Earth. These roots burrow into the soil of Mother Earth deeper and deeper, down through the rocks, down through the water, down through the clay, down deep into Mother Earth. Upon reaching the center of Mother Earth, you see a ball of green healing light. The roots from your feet infuse into this ball of healing light. As you breathe deeply, pull this energy back up through the roots, back up through the clay, through the water, through the rocks, through the soil, back up into your feet. The energy travels up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your chakras. As it travels up through your body, feel the tingle of recognition and excitement at the healing properties of the energy. This healing energy moves up through your chakras. As it reaches your crown chakra, with your eyes still closed, gently allow them to roll up as if to see the energy move out your crown chakra, out to the place where God is. Your consciousness moves out through your crown chakra, out to meet with God. You have arrived. You speak to the Creator, repeating after me, Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, may I have permission to chat with the higher self of my loved one, who is unable to communicate with me. If you receive a no, stop and return another time. If you receive a yes, continue. You speak to the Creator. Repeat after me. Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, it is commanded that I speak with my loved one. Thank you. Look around and take in all that you see, slowly moving from one area to another. Now you you see your loved one waiting for you. Join your loved one where he or she is waiting and embrace him or her with great love. You sit and visit. You now have time to chat. You may learn what is of concern to them, how they are feeling, or if there is anything you may do for them. Take this time now to visit. If you need more time, pause my voice. After chatting, thank your loved one for meeting with you and give them a huge hug. Thank the Creator for the blessing of this day. Now you must return to the physical world. As you look around to your left, you see a door that is opening for you. Say goodbye to your loved one and leave them with the Creator. Go through the door, closing it firmly behind you. Your consciousness then moves back into your crown chakra, down through your chakras to the roots of your feet. Again, the roots extend out into the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks, down through the water, down through the clay, down to the center of Mother Earth, where again you see the green healing light. The roots from your feet infuse again with the healing light and pull that energy, that healing energy, back up through the clay, back up through the water, back up through the rocks, through the soils of Mother Earth, back into the bottom of your feet. The healing energy moves up through your legs to your heart chakra and stops. You are grounded and fully returned to the physical world. Breathe deeply, fully, and completely. Open your eyes when you are ready. Write in your journal the magic of this experience. Breathe deeply and open your eyes. Use your journal to record your experience in connecting with your loved one. You are human. Allow yourself to grieve for life that has been changed forever. Be gentle with yourself. Working with the love exercise, the limitless possibilities exercise, and the communicating through dementia guided meditation will help you and your loved one express words left unsaid and resolve unfinished business between you, as well as bring peace, harmony, and balance to your life. We've done a lot of work here today. Remember to drink lots of water to help flush out the residual negative energy of fear. Also included with this class is the bonus MP3 download of the Communicating Through Dementia meditation for you to use without listening to the entire class. Prayers of healing and love accompany this information as you move through the days of yours and your loved ones' lives experiencing dementia, Alzheimer's, or any other issue that causes difficulty with communication. Remember, there is perfection in all events and life situations, even though our human eyes may not see it. Allow yourself to believe and know in your heart that perfection reigns. It will ease your personal burden and bring you peace. Thank you for joining me and experiencing connecting with the higher self of your loved one. May you be comforted with the love.